Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded. You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You'll hear it in the show a couple times, but Eddie Jr., Eddie's four-year-old, he's singing all these songs, making me laugh so hard. Like, the show's over, and I'm still laughing about it here. That, all day long I laughed at that. And we'll do a whole segment on that later on the show, but that was so funny to me. He just hears, you let him listen to Drake, you said it.
I let him listen to whatever he wants.
The four-year-old?
Yeah, he loves all kinds of music. And he's so good at remembering lyrics and singing it back. And sometimes we're in the car and I just look in the back and he's looking out the window just jamming. And his eyes are just focusing on whatever the song is and he's just jamming.
But your other son, your older son likes music.
He does. And my wife says that she's going to compare Junior maybe to Sam Hunt a little bit because he's kind of a little athlete. You know, he loves to be an athlete. Sam Hunt was a quarterback in college, and he also loves music. So, man, Junior could be this athlete in college and then professional.
Stop it.
You don't think so?
I mean, comparing him to Sam Hunt.
Dude, I think my son could be the next Sam Hunt.
Okay.
And maybe, right? Maybe he'll be bigger and better.
And then I'm going to tell you guys, I told you.
Yeah.
When he comes out with his jams.
Hold on to that one.
Okay.
What do you think America's most popular department store is, Amy?
Department store? Mm-hmm. Dillard's?
Target.
Macy's. Oh, it's Target a department store? Mm-hmm. Target's the first thing that popped in my head, but I was like, that's not a department store.
Next is Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And then Kohl's is after that.
Okay, I see all of those being super popular.
The ladies like Kohl's, huh? Like
Lunchbox likes Kohl's.
Kohl's is where it's at, dude. You can get anything and everything, and it's not that expensive. It's great.
My wife loves it, too.
And you get Kohl's cash. When you spend like $50, they give you $10 to spend Kohl's cash. $10 off. Hmm.
You know he likes it if he goes, blah,
blah.
Yeah, that's his money sound effect.
Yeah.
I just do Amazon.
Yeah.
For clothes?
Well, that's his style, to just not leave the house and click.
Oh, yeah. This is a pair of Shore pants that I bought from Amazon. This shirt, it was given to me. It's a recording studio shirt.
Are those new shoes?
No. I've had them for about a year. These are Nike sock darts.
What's the total number of shoes you have now?
Oh, you want to know what I did? I took doors off my closet. Now I just have a big shoe closet.
Wait, you took the doors off?
You have to see it.
So it's like the shelves. On display?
Yeah. I just didn't know. Dude. I couldn't find them.
On display.
Yeah.
On display.
I like that. I mean, you're definitely living up to your name.
I don't mean to, though. You know who was over yesterday? And the podcast, they go up every Thursday, a new Bobbycast. But Jesse Frazier is his name. And he wrote a bunch of songs and produced some of Tom Schrett's new album. He wrote Life Changes and Marry Me. But he's a big shoe guy. And so we had a whole conversation about shoes. I'm not like him, though. I like shoes, but some people really study the craft, and they try to get the shoes that no one else has.
Oh.
That's not a big deal to me. I'm not trying to have limited edition. I still haven't used my Pizza Hut shoes, though.
Dude, I know.
Eddie, I'm waiting for us to do that together. That's the thing that I'm holding for our friendship.
That'd be special.
All I want is to hit that button. I want to do the order.
Now, can you still do that, or was that just during the March Madness?
No, you can do it.
I don't know, because
the March Madness was only to control your TV. You could
that was
pause
where to
it.
Get win the shoes.
Yes. No. They had it where if you hit the button, you can pause the game.
No. But my point is, that was the only time that you could win the shoes.
Oh,
was there a March? That was the promotion.
I cannot believe you have those.
So
shoes.
I didn't buy them. They were a gift for my birthday.
Correct.
And so you push the tongue, and it sends you a pizza because it knows where your GPS is.
Just like that.
And I've purposely not used them so Eddie and I can have that moment.
What are you thinking? Do you have a time frame
Maybe
for that?
Maybe Memorial Day, huh?
Okay, yes.
Oh, at your party?
Yes.
What? Still TBD. I did post an Insta story of me jumping in the pool yesterday. Do you see it?
No, I'll check it out.
I didn't see that. You have a diving board?
No.
No, there's no diving board.
Diving board?
Well,
is that a thing anymore?
1980s?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like every pool has to have a diving board.
No.
Yeah. No?
Mine doesn't have a diving board. I don't know. But it's not like a big, big pool. You know what I mean?
Just, yeah, like a lap pool or a...
Swim in it.
Yeah.
But it's only 5 foot deep.
Perfect. That's all you need.
Yeah. How tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
6 foot.
No, you're not. I'm taller.
Yes, I am.
I'm taller than you are. Do you think you're taller than me?
No, about the same. We're about the same. And I went to the doctor the other day, and they confirmed I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. My license says 5'11", though, but I took that when I was 16.
What are you going to say to him?
I'm just watching you jump in your pool. Are you going to swim every day, you think?
For now. It's like anything else. It's cool, and then you go.
And then you'll never go back in the pool
if I never go. And then I'll have it filled with sand and put some grass over it. I told Amy, I feel bad. I feel like regret. No, not regret. I feel...
What is the word you used?
Yeah, what is
was
the word?
Is it gross?
You know... Yeah.
Because you own a pool?
Yeah.
He's not comfortable with it at all.
Where I said, I feel like a total douchebag for saying I have a pool. Mm-hmm. And I have this
icky feeling. You feel icky. He feels icky almost. I get it. Because growing up, the way you did, you're almost like, do you allow yourself to, like, do you deserve a pool? Like, is it?
There's definitely that part of it where it's.
Yeah. Like, do you deserve a house that also happens to have a pool?
Yeah.
And there's part of you allowing, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a therapist, but I just feel like you feel like ick about it.
I do. I feel really ick about it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you deserve everything you have. Like, you work
I'm
for
I'm not against
it.
That because I did work really hard to do that, but I still, it's a thing where I go, how do I have a pool? Like, only rich people have pools.
See, yeah. I think you should look at that and be like, how do I have a pool? Like, I really, like, came from nothing, and look at me. I have a pool. Like, you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That can be your moment where you made it. Like, me, I got a jet ski. Man, I made it.
Exactly.
What's your moment?
For
me? How do you define that you've made it, you know? Like Lunchbox is saying.
When you made it, when you had a jet ski?
Absolutely. As a kid, you'd go to the lake, and you'd see people zipping up and down in a jet ski, and I was like, man, if I could ever get a jet ski, that'd be the coolest thing in the world. And I bought myself a jet ski when I could afford it.
Mine was I bought my mom a trailer and 2 acres of land. And I did that. I mean, before she died. She died 6 years ago. So probably like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
When I did that, I was like,
that's awesome.
Okay. Like, this is what it's about. So, but the pool thing, there's like a, I don't feel comfortable yet.
I feel like you need to go out there, sit on a float with a virgin pina colada and enjoy it.
I only posted that Insta story because Amy said, well, if we come over to your house, there's going to be pictures of it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I, so it was just kind of the way of me putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is he like, because you even wrote on there, well, I have a pool.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can't shy away
guilt.
From it now.
I have a terrible guilt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, I don't know.
I mean, if you don't want the pool, just give it to me. I'll take
you
it.
How do you, give how do you a pool? Take the how pool? Do I give you the pool?
I'm just
explain
saying.
Explain that.
Like, yeah, please break it down and how I'm going to give you the pool.
Think about
you want
it.
Him to, like, dig Dude, it they, up and bring they, it over to your house?
They can move a pool. They move houses.
Okay, it doesn't make sense.
And then
sense.
Dig your backyard.
Absolutely.
And then put it in.
Right. If you don't feel comfortable with it, put it in my backyard and I'll be good to go.
The more logical thing would be like, Bobby, we don't want you to feel all alone, so you should just put pools in all our backyards.
There we go. Now you're talking.
I would. It'd actually be less expensive lunchbox. They just go, I'll buy you a pool.
Then I move your pool.
Is that an offer?
I know. I saw Lunchbox. Someone tweeted Lunchbox because I'm playing a comedy show in Biloxi at the Golden Nugget. And they said, hey, Lunchbox, we have your room saved. Come down and gamble with us. And Lunch replies back, only if Bobby buys my plane ticket.
I said, now, he said, I got your hotel room. I said, now Bobby just has to get my plane ticket and I'm good to go.
Why not just go if they have your room?
Because it costs money to fly.
But if you want to go.
I understand that.
It also costs money to get a room.
Yeah, but they're giving that.
Yeah, you save on that.
But why would I buy you a flight so you can go gamble when someone else has bought you a room?
Good thing for the listeners. Me, meet listeners. Good thing for the show.
Would you like a pool?
Yeah.
Both are equally ridiculous.
When you go on your tour, do people ask, like, hey, is Lunchbox here? Is Amy
Mostly
here?
About Amy. Like,
never Lunchbox. No one ever asks Lunchbox.
See, he lies. People ask about me all
Not
the time.
Not really. No, yeah. They really don't.
Oh, they don't.
They really don't.
Oh.
They'll ask about Amy some. They'll go, is Amy coming? Does she ever come? And I say, no. You know, I just, there's really nothing for them to do. You know, I do a show.
Probably because I tell jokes.
Maybe. But.
Probably.
Yeah, mostly. I'll get the occasional Lunchbox and the occasional, hey, does Eddie ever show up at the Raging Idiots and play?
Mm-hmm.
That's occasional.
That'd be cool.
But let's be honest. Amy's the best person on the show.
Stop.
Well,
let's not say that.
She's the best mom.
No, I think it. I say it all the time.
She's the best mom for sure.
What do you mean the best person on this show?
Yeah, I'm the only
Most
mom on
universally
the show.
Loved.
You're the best dad, Eddie.
It's hard for anyone to not like Amy. Like,
oh,
I can be really
saying.
Irritating at times. And I should be. I think I'm a human and a real life human. You get irritated with them. You love them. You hate them. You all these different emotions. Lunchbox, same. Eddie gets annoying. Amy's pretty much 98% awesome.
So you're saying most people love Amy no matter what?
Universally loved.
Okay.
Most universally loved person on the show.
Wow. Goals.
I don't know.
Hashtag
I
mean, goals.
I think that. I've said that.
Okay, that's really nice. But
yeah.
I know that there's people online that deaf don't like me.
Don't look at that.
Oh.
Because okay. You're just going to see that, and you're only going to see that.
Yeah. I mean, but it's okay. There's, like you said, you've always told me, Amy, if there's people that, you know, I'm not going to quote you exactly, but something like there has to be people, in order for people to love you, there have to be people that hate you or something like
that. Well, the reason is, if you're doing something that's so dynamic that people love you for that dynamic action.
Well, I guess I'm not that dynamic if in 98%.
Oh, you're so dynamic.
Shoot. I got to work on my dynamicness.
The point is, if you do something so dynamic that people love you for it, there's also people that just don't like that what you're doing.
Correct.
And they're going to hate you for it. It's just it's a scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever you are on that scale. You know, Lunchbox is probably the most polarizing. You know, people love, 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 or hate, 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 and they identify with him like in their life. Like they're a Lunchbox person.
But I think even the people that hate, 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 they would miss him. If he was gone, he would be a missing piece of the puzzle. So like, even if you don't like him, you do.
It's something they don't realize they like
exactly.
Until it's gone. Yeah.
I don't know. Some people say that they just turn off the radio completely. When
yeah, that kind of hurts. That hurts a little bit.
But they're yeah. lying.
They do.
They're
they do
lying.
They do say that. But
it's like an
they
acquired taste. Make,
it's like that how
big this whole Bobby, show's an acquired
Bobby
taste.
Bobby always says fake outrage. That's fake outrage.
There is fake outrage. When everybody say, everybody wants to be fake outrage at this point.
You don't turn it off.
Sometimes they do. I see it.
That's what they say.
Not just because of you. I'm talking about in general.
We're yeah, they go to work.
We're an acquired taste. No. They you can see when they flip to another station.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. All right, we're going to get to today's show. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Oh, man, I've been really thinking about this. Hope everybody has a great day.
There you go. That's it.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, when do I get my pool?
Whenever you go put one in your backyard.
You just said.
Eddie.
Guys, see, the sun's out outside today, so wear sunblock.
I think sun's out,
oh,
guns
oh,
out.
Oh, this is your
just
PSA.
Just wear sunblock.
Oh,
protect your skin.
That's a really good one.
There are three things that you regret not taking care of when you're older if you don't take care of it.
Can I guess?
Your knees.
What?
Oh, no, knees.
Your knees?
Mm-hmm. Your teeth and your yep. vision.
I was going to say skin
not
in
skin?
General.
Nah, who cares?
Okay. The skin is your largest skin. Organ.
Not me.
Ah, got him.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Red Hoodie Comedy Tour coming to a city or near you.
Nah, I don't do that. No, maybe I do. You never know. Hey, Lunchbox, if you ever want to come out and do 10, 15 minutes of comedy. Hear Mike D laugh.
Oh,
laugh.
Hold on. Hey, did.
Oh my gosh, you could be an opening act.
Lunchbox thinks whenever like Mike D posts that he's doing comedy, Lunchbox always thinks that he can do that.
Yeah.
Like he said, like I can do that.
I bet he's like, how come Mike D gets to do that?
Mike D writes jokes with setups and punchlines, and then some of them work and some of them don't, and then he keeps the ones that do and then develops an act over time. Like that's a real skill.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's actually awful.
Right.
Yeah.
What's awful?
It actually seems really hard to write a joke.
It's the hardest thing because I'll go up on stage and bomb a joke and nobody laughs. And you're going, well, next joke. Because it's crafted material.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what I want to do a segment? I'll write it down and send it to you. I think it'd be funny if we, because we don't get to hear your material when you're on the road because it's a contained thing. Mm-hmm. Like you don't like to get out, obviously, tour to tour. So, like, the stuff that totally bombs and you have to take out, you should share that with us here. I want to hear some of the stuff that you've removed. I want to hear your material
removed.
Even the
though.
Stuff that works, it doesn't work in this environment.
Why?
There's a reason why I don't do the radio show on stage. That doesn't work in that environment.
Mm. Oh, I thought just share one.
I wrote in my book, coming up a joke that bombed, I could never get to work. Because I thought, here's the thing. There's a difference in quitting something because you're not good at it or just shifting a bit because you're not good at it and trying to achieve the goal. My goal is to be an entertaining stand-up comic. And so I had this joke about bestiality. I'm going to tell a joke, but it's in the book. I know. And
wow.
people would never laugh at it. And wow. I thought it was hilarious. And so my point was, I just end up
I think it's funny.
What?
You don't even hit the punchline yet.
So I ended
like,
up
what?
I ended
what
up scrapping.
Inspired you to write the joke about it, though?
I don't want, because you'll.
Okay, I'll read the book. My
point was, you don't stop doing stand-up comedy because a joke didn't work.
Correct.
Right.
You push the joke away and go, this joke isn't good, but let me write a different one. So some people will go, well, I'm not working at what I'm doing right now. It's not working, so I'm going to quit. But you don't have to quit. You have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, whatever that crap saying is. You know, you have to just pivot on it. That's it.
So was it just awkward when you would tell that joke?
It like just,
they
just you know.
they weren't feeling it?
I still think it's funny.
Or was it too much?
I would tell the joke, and at the time, my opening act on the road was Nikita Carmen, and she was the only one who would laugh.
Man,
she has a dark sense of humor.
She's dark.
So it's dark?
Kind of. It's in the book, coming out June 19th.
I mean, that's like...
What?
I'm trying to I'm making sure I understand what bestiality is.
Look it up, Google it.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
Hit images.
Yeah,
hit Google then images.
No! Okay, yeah, I was right. I was just confirming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a joke that didn't work.
It's baffling to me that you thought that would actually be something that could work.
No, no, it's funny, though.
I still have no doubt it's funny for dark people.
But I have a really, really dark sense of humor.
I know.
Extremely.
I know you do.
And so...
We've had some joke-offs, you and me, that get really dark.
The thing, I remember when John Mayer was sitting in here, John Mayer and I were talking about music, comedy, and... What really resonated with me is he goes, hey, man, the stuff that we think's the funniest or the most creative is stuff nobody identifies with. Because that's like the edge of our brains. Mm. So it's not going to be in the middle of somebody else's.
Right.
And it's more the middle stuff that people react to. And so, yeah, that bestiality joke was just so highbrow. So on the edge. Yeah, it was the whole thing. Well, anyway, what was that? What was my point with that?
We were...
Oh, yeah, if you ever wanted to come out and do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me know.
All right.
This is your chance, man.
I'll work on it.
There's a whole career. Dude, if you can go do stand-up, you can make some money.
Yeah. And if I can get Chris Rock level.
But he spent years and years.
He doesn't understand the
good
work.
Good luck with that.
Like crafting. And you don't have to get Chris Rock level to make decent money doing stand-up. I make decent money doing stand-up.
Oh.
You can be Bobby Bones level.
Yeah, but I can't travel like that.
Do you have a joke right now like that you've, been that working you've worked on? Like last 10 years of your life?
Eddie's mom.
Okay, no, see, no. That's,
see, that's not going to work.
And he would go out and do your mama jokes, and the crowd would give him the first 3 or 4 minutes for free, and it would be a thing. Because every show, even I get the first 5 to 7 to 10 minutes for free.
That's where people are laughing at everything
they're
you're saying?
They're just they're happy to be there.
For free, I like that.
It doesn't, nothing matters, because they got a night out, they obviously bought tickets to the show. So that first 7 to 10 minutes, they're going to laugh at anything. So I never put any really good material in that first few minutes, because why waste it when they're going to laugh anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So how long do you do it for?
An hour, at least.
Oh, gosh, that's so hard.
My set's an hour, 60
that's
minutes.
That's crazy.
So Mike D gets up there for 30 minutes?
10.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's not part of his hour.
It's not part of my hour.
Oh. That's his opener.
Mike D does 10 to 12 minutes, and Brandon Ray plays for 40. Brandon Ray now, it's different women in country in the next leg, and then I do an hour.
Sometimes
I'll do more than that. So, and yeah, there you have it.
Man, Lunchbox, you get on this.
But my point is, when they don't laugh the first time at a joke in my set, that's when I know it's real.
And that's usually after the 10-minute mark?
Somewhere 12 to 16 minute.
Oh, man.
There's a joke I'll put in there a new joke. And if they don't laugh, I know that I'm judged based on their laughs from this point on. That means every joke that does land is real, though. Because if they're not laughing at a joke I bomb on, that tells me they're for real into this.
So yeah. 10 minutes is courtesy laugh, just excited to see you, and then after that it gets real.
For me, it's courtesy. Mike D has the awful job of going up very first when everybody's freezing cold, and he's like, there's really no introduction. He just goes up and grabs the mic and goes, hey, I'm Mike D, and tells stories and jokes. Brandon Ray does music,
and it
kind of livens people up.
Yeah,
and that's what creates that free 10 minutes for me.
What's a Mike D? Can we get a taste of Mike D?
No, I don't want him to spend his material. I would never subject anyone to having to waste that. Every minute is delicate in an act.
And then you work so hard on it.
Then it scrapes away. As soon as it's done and recorded, boom, done.
Done. You can't use it again.
Yeah, listen, I'm not the best stand-up at all. But, you know, it's a thing. If you ever want to do it, lunch, you should do it. Oh, no, no.
What?
Here it is. Residency?
What?
No.
Open mic?
No. He should do it in front of a not-me crowd.
Yeah, like go.
Because Mike D will go do it. Mike D goes to open mics and does stand up.
Oh, like at a comedy club?
Where people don't know anything except he's going up.
It's brutal, Mike? It's
terrible.
And so that's. And you, how long do you do? 5 minutes?
They give you 4 minutes.
They give you four? That's it. 4 minutes. Could you do 4 minutes?
I don't know. I mean, I've never tried it.
You got to get with Mike D, sit and write some stuff.
But you, I mean, just a second ago, you were pretty cocky about the whole thing.
When was I cocky about it? Eddie
was
cocky
for me.
I never said a word.
Lunchbox, go ahead, Eddie. You've said this before.
Eddie, why I said you were cocky, because Eddie said you had said it before.
You've also said Mike D's probably not very funny.
No, I didn't say that.
Go ahead.
I didn't say that.
No, you have.
Go ahead, Eddie.
If I've said it, then you've said it.
Go ahead.
I didn't say that you said that, Lunchbox.
Yeah, you did.
I said that you're when you saw the post of Mike D opening up, you're like, I could do that.
That's right.
I'm not saying anything about anyone
then you
being
can do
bad.
It. 4 minutes. All
and
you
since
do.
When are you scared of going up on
no,
stage
I'm not
for
scared
4 minutes?
Of going up
oh,
on stage? Scared?
Well, I don't know. He's acting like it.
I know he's scared.
This is an opportunity. You always talk about these big opportunities. You're one shot.
Yeah,
that's right.
To prove yourself.
And you're allowed to curse.
I don't care what you do. I don't own the club.
It's your thing.
Yeah, be however blue you want to be.
I see excitement.
I'm just telling you, comedy, you need curse words.
I don't curse in my act at
all.
Yeah,
I know. That's
Seinfeld,
why your comedy...
Seinfeld never cursed.
Yeah. What? His comedy's what? That's why your comedy...
That's
what?
My comedy's what?
Is it my favorite?
Oh, it's not...
Like, I'd rather see Chris Rock up there dropping some F-bombs.
Then you can drop all you want.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah. Mike, what night do you go do open mics?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday nights. So, like, next Tuesday night...
Well, you got to give me time to develop material. You don't
it's
just
only 4 minutes. You just said.
Why are you so mad?
Yeah, he does. He flips. When he gets uncomfortable, he flips.
I think he's nervous now because it could be a reality.
Because Eddie says stuff that I never said, so then I'm going to start saying stuff that Eddie never said. Eddie said Mike D's not funny. Okay, great.
But he didn't say that.
I never said that.
But I never said anything else.
We've had conversations about this.
Have we had conversations about you thinking you're funny and you can do it?
What? No.
We haven't?
No, I've never wanted to do stand-up.
Okay, well, so you basically have a week to come up with 4 minutes of material.
No, we'll give more than that. We'll give more than that.
Okay, so 2 weeks.
Let's say today's May 16th, right?
Yeah.
Let me pull up the calendar here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite segment.
This is awesome.
Because he may kill it, and if he kills it, I'm going to pay you to come on the road. There's the deal. Like, money, money, money. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There you go. The goal.
And you can thank me for bringing it up.
That's right. And you can give Eddie a
and then you can buy that swimming pool.
Yeah, get your pool. Mm-hmm. All right, on the May 29th, that's 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to develop 4 minutes. That's nothing. Got
yeah.
it?
Yeah. 2 weeks.
On the 29th, Mike D. And you don't have to do 4 minutes. You can do 2.5 and walk off.
Even so like on the 29th, he's going to go to the comedy club.
Yes.
Okay. So then on the 30th.
And I don't
want to
say what club because our listeners will go and then laugh for free.
I'll definitely go.
So on the 30th, we'll have update. Okay.
Okay. Lunchbox has to leave for a career day thing at 10:30.
Yeah, we got to go.
All right. Peace out, homie.
Well, I'm going Morgan number two. She's got to drive me.
Morgan number two?
She's driving you?
How you feel?
Well, she's speaking
too. I'm just listening.
All right. How do you feel about this whole thing?
What, about him doing jokes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited. It's kind of like my karaoke thing. I was either going to be really good or really bad.
And then you were...
really bad.
I didn't think so. I thought you were pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you're lying really to my face now, and I don't like it.
All right. Let's get going with today's show. Here you go. It's Tuesday show. A Wednesday show. Hey, is it Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Here we go.
Bob and Bone.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bone Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. It's a big day today for many reasons. The first reason is probably that we're about to play this new Sam Hunt song.
Yeah.
It's been a while since Sam's put it. It's been a year.
That's
Body
crazy.
Like a Back Row was such a smash. And then he said, I'm out. And I was reading stories about Sam because I just had no inspiration. Like, I wasn't inspired, so I didn't make any music. And he wasn't going to chase money and just put music out. So, now he's back. We're going to play it for you for the first time. It's called Downtown's Dead, a iHeart Country world premiere from Sam Hunt here on the Bobby Bone Show.
City's so unstopped. All you see for miles are people spilling in and out of cars. Man, all of these bars are making a killing everywhere I go. Looks like a place to be. I see people that I know, but I feel like there's no one here but me.
By the way, I forgot to say this a minute ago. Morning, studio!
Morning!
So I was so excited about that Sam Hunt premiere. Went right to it. What's the main reason people don't use the self-checkout at the store? Do you think?
Oh, if they have produce, they don't want to type it in.
Boom.
Okay.
You know, convenience. You want someone else checking it out. You don't want to work for your groceries.
Okay, Eddie?
Laziness. Yeah.
The number one reason is the fear of looking stupid.
Oh.
Because you don't know how to use it.
Oh.
Like, coming in second is having too many items. And so you get there and you're like, oh.
Too many items.
Too many items.
Okay.
Third?
That's no three. No, there's no three.
I think produce is a good one, though.
Shouldn't they just put stickers on produce?
They do now that you can scan it and then you can weigh it. You scan it and it says, all right, leave it on the weigher, boom, and you move it on.
Oh.
I went to the grocery store the other night, literally not a single regular checkout, all self-checkout. So annoying.
All of it, huh?
All.
But you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Amazon-ish in the next 5 to 7 years. There's not going to be a checkout. You just pick it up and walk out of the store.
Order it ahead of time.
That's what they're doing. No. You can go into the store. They have these in Seattle. And you go into the store and you just get it. And you walk, put in your basket, walk out.
Oof.
It senses it.
That's dangerous.
When you walk out. So it knows everything that you have. Mm. And there's no checkout. And it just charges your card or your account.
Huh.
Interesting.
It's all convenience, my friends.
They better get it right.
What are they? Well, if anything, they're going to undercharge you.
Oh, really?
Because they're not going to know what you have.
Oh, okay.
Try to bury some stuff in there so they can't get it.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
7 years ago, Lauren Harper gave birth to her son, Tyler. He had to be sent to the Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis due to a life-threatening illness. Now, here's where it all gets crazy. The nurses and doctors saved his life. This inspired Lauren, who was managing a rental car business at the time, to quit her job and enroll in nursing school, and now she works as a nurse at the same hospital that saved her son's life.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Boom. Drop the copy, so I say. Yeah. I have a microphone. The microphones are attached, so I can't drop it.
Can't drop the mic.
How about that? As Danielle would say.
How about that?
How about that? So that's a pretty cool story. Over to Ray with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Hawaii's now on red alert. They say there's going to be a major eruption from that volcano. Mass evacuations are underway. In Southern California, there was a package bomb attack. One person was killed. Two others were injured at an office place. Officials said it was a deliberate attack, and they're still investigating. And finally, in sports, the Boston Celtics beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. So they now lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-0.
Let me go over and talk to Miranda in Florida. Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. On my way to work.
Where do you live in Florida?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, I love it there. We went down to spring training and saw the Mets and got to have some batting practice with the Mets. That's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, so what's up with you? What do you want to say?
I just want to tell you guys make my day every morning, even when I'm having a bad day. Listening to you guys singing. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we should sing more. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the bande? How's that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Right. Yeah.
We should not play songs. We should just sing them all.
Okay.
Get the instrumentals and sing all the songs.
Perfect.
Yeah. Go ahead,
easy. Loving up on you make it easy. Every little thing you do.
How you feel about that, Miranda?
I love it. You guys are great.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate you. See you later. Have a good morning. By the way, if you're in Florida, if you're in Tampa, I'm doing a couple shows down in Florida, stand-up comedy shows. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Comedy.
I'm in Tampa and Fort Pierce. What?
I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
I'll be in D.C. too. BobbyBonesComedy.com. There is a pet dog raised by a Chinese family for 2 years. Little pet. Turns out it's a bear.
Wow.
Yeah. She bought her family a puppy. Surprised at how much the dog ate as it got bigger. Turns out it as a bear. It's now grown up to 250 pounds.
Crazy.
And has eaten the whole family.
Well, not yet.
Wow. So what, are they keeping it?
Yeah, no. It's because it's an endangered Asiatic black bear.
Oh, yeah.
The family, shut up.
No,
like, you know what a black,
The only reason I do is because they just got them at the zoo here. They just got Asiatic black bears, yeah.
I don't like zoos. You know I don't like zoos.
I know, I'm sorry I brought that up.
You know my feeling about caging animals, so we need to stare at them.
You're right.
The family said they bought the animal believing to be a Tibetan Mastiff in 2016.
Wow.
And it turned into a bear.
Isn't
that crazy? Awesome. So yeah, there's that happening. So our phone screener, Hillary, has another job. What do you do, Hillary?
I work at a boutique.
Clothing?
Yeah.
What kind of clothes?
We have guys and girls clothes.
You have guy clothes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you ever go on the Crizzlies?
They came in and like filmed a segment in our show or in our store. Yeah.
Do you mean the Chrisleys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that show called?
Chrisley Knows Best.
Yeah. They're nice. I don't know them from the TV show. I just know them as people.
Yeah.
I never seen the show. So they came in and filmed something there?
Yeah, they were really nice.
Were you on the show?
I was probably like in the background, like walking around.
Did you have to sign a
waiver?
Well,
I thought she was going to do an episode.
Yeah.
You said, hey, can I do an episode?
I was, and then they went with somebody else because they needed a vocal coach, and they wanted me to be like weird, like, you know, like warm-ups and stuff like that, and that's just not what we... They thought we do that, like every morning we come in and do vocal warm-ups for shows.
Oh, they have no idea. We just walk in and go, turn the mic on.
Yeah, I was like, we don't really do that, but they thought that we did, so.
So, wow, seems like famous people come through there all the time, huh?
They do.
The Hemsworth guy went through her store.
Liam?
Liam?
He did?
He is probably like the most attractive guy I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, he was so nice.
Is he Thor?
Yes.
He's the brother of Thor.
Oh, I thought
Chris
he was
Hemsworth
Thor.
Is Thor.
Okay.
Oh, I totally thought, so Liam's the one engaged to Miley.
Yeah, but he had a wedding ring looking thing on his hand, so I want to know if they're married.
Or maybe they're married.
Wait, so Liam's engaged to Miley, which is probably why he was here.
Yeah.
Because her family's here.
Mm-hmm.
But what's he been in?
Hunger Games.
The last song with her. That's where they met.
What else?
Hunger Games. Those are the two I know.
Let me see.
But I see him with Miley, I guess, okay. In pictures all the time. But he's the most attractive guy you've ever seen?
He was really attractive.
Ever in your life? Is
yeah,
he
I
big?
Would say so.
He was in.
He is?
Independence Day.
He's like, yeah. He's like a muscular guy, tall guy?
Yeah, he's like a foot taller than me, pretty muscular.
Huh. And he was kind?
He was very nice. Yeah.
He has an accent.
He has an accent, really pretty blue eyes.
Was he with Miley?
She was outside.
What?
Yeah, she Whoa. Didn't come in.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess she went to a different shop.
Did he buy anything? Outside.
Yeah. He bought like 5 shirts.
What size is he?
I think he got a large.
Man, stars are just like us.
Did you get that credit card?
I did. I got to hold the credit card.
Was it a black card?
That's what I was going to ask.
It was silver.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a black card.
But it wasn't a black card.
No, I don't know what that is. It was a silver card.
Lunchbox wants a black card, a black Amex.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's real thick.
And it was thick. It was like, it was not plastic. It was like a thick.
Like a metal?
Card. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Because
he's up there, but he's not quite black level.
See what he's worth. Type him in. What's his name? Liam Hemsworth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth net worth. That's a lot to say. Liam Hemsworth net worth. Lunchbox is typing it in.
Oh, okay. $16 million.
Wow.
His brother's worth $60 million. Yeah, you better step up your game there, buddy.
Probably because Thor, right?
Probably because Thor and all those movies.
Yeah, Chris is worth a dazzling $60 million. Liam hedges in at $16 million.
Are you reading that straight from the screen?
Yes, yeah, I'm reading that too.
Luke, dazzling. His brother.
Yeah.
A paltry $3 million.
Oh, that dude's broke, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I know. And the thing paltry. Is, Luke, he's like the shorter brother.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for the update. He was nice.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
He's really nice.
He's got a famous, rich fiance.
Yeah.
And he might be married, you say.
Maybe.
There it is. Straight from the streets to your radio.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan announced the dates of the Crash My Playa 5th year fiesta. It's going down January 23rd through the 26th in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Luke will headline 2 of the 4 nights and more acts will be announced soon. Details and updates are at crashmyplaya.com if you want to check it out. So ABC renewed The Good Doctor, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, The Goldbergs, and Roseanne, which they say will be less political and more family-focused in Season 2. And the shows they canceled include Designated Survivor, Quantico, Scandal, and Deception. Although I did see that Netflix has interest in Designated Survivor. So if you're a fan of that, maybe it'll be rescued. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Nick is a state trooper in Massachusetts. He's driving down the highway and he sees a dog running back and forth across the highway. He's like, man, I gotta get that dog before it gets hit by a car. Mm. Pulls over and luckily he had some homemade beef jerky.
Oh.
And so he starts pulling it out and throwing it down and it brought the dog to him. Came and ate the jerky and hopped right in the car.
So it came off the road, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
All because of the homemade jerky and now the dog is safe. Look at him, give him kisses.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All because of the heart of that state trooper.
And the homemade jerky he made.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Red Banks, Mississippi. A piece of peach cobbler sent one guy to the hospital and one guy to jail.
Huh.
They're at a truck stop. There's one piece of peach cobbler left.
Oh.
Argument ensues. One guy pulls out a gun and shoots the other guy.
No, I get it.
Over that. Peach cobbler.
Neither of them got the peach cobbler.
Oh, no.
And no one even won.
No, and one guy's in jail. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Jones.
No.
Bones.
Eddie, our producer, has two kids. He has a 10-year-old son and a 4-year-old son. And he went to take him to see Black Panther. After a lot of asking, because you were scared that it wasn't going to be appropriate.
Yeah, they'd been wanting to watch it, and I was like, man, this could be a big step, because it's their first, you know, superhero movie with violence. And
so your 10-year-old liked it?
Loves it.
Really?
He wants to buy it now.
Because it's out.
Yes.
Now, you go to the theater, and your 4-year-old, what happens?
Well, we lasted about 15 minutes, and then there was a scene where there was a gunshots, and somebody gets shot in the back, and he just bolts it for the door. Like, gets out of his seat, leaves his popcorn there and everything, and goes out of the theater.
By himself?
By himself. And I'm like, oh, this isn't good. So I followed him, and he's just like, I'm scared. Like, I'm scared. That was so scary. And he was almost crying. I was like, oh, great. Come on. I talk him into it. It's like, hey.
Was your wife with you?
Yeah, but she stayed with my other son. And I told him it's just a superhero movie. It's all fake. And he's like, okay. Talked him into about 5 minutes. We go back in. Man, there's another fighting scene. He starts crying. I'm like, we can't do it.
Oh, he's crying in the theater.
Yes. So we had to bail.
Wait, you left?
We had to leave.
What about your other son?
We just said, hey, man. Like,
y'all didn't divide and conquer?
No. We left. We drove in one car. Like,
wait, so he didn't see the whole movie then?
No.
10-year-old.
Nope. So now he's hooked. He's like, come on. I want to watch the rest of it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
As a big brother, I'd have been so mad at my little brother.
Yeah, I feel like...
He definitely got cheated out of the thing, for sure, because he was ready for it, and the little one kind of ruined it. But, I mean, dude, he was not going to make it.
So you could buy it at home now, though. You need to buy it
yes.
for him.
Yes. I could buy it at home for, like, $25.
Do you recommend it for parents?
Yeah, I thought it was great. What I saw was awesome. Like, it looked really, really good. Now my wife and I are like, can we watch it by ourselves? Like,
yeah, you'll like
forget
it.
The kids.
Who's seen Black Panther, by the way? I have...
My kids and husband have. They loved it.
But you haven't?
I haven't, no. But they want to buy it and own it.
What about Avengers? Amy's seen that. That's the next one. That and Deadpool 2 comes out this week. I'm a superhero movie guy. I never read comics, but I like the superhero movies. So
I like Iron Man, but now, yeah, and Avengers.
Like,
too.
I don't even think this compares to Iron Man. This, what I saw 15 minutes
next
worth,
level?
Is pretty
well,
good.
Well, it's also 10 years later.
Oh.
You only saw 15 minutes? Isn't it like 2 hours and 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's over 2 hours. Yeah.
But it set it up nicely for me. Now I really want to know what happens.
And he just saw the teaser. He went and bought tickets to the Black Panther teaser.
Amazing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A pilot was sucked halfway through the airplane window. Did you see the cockpit?
What?
Oh, you didn't see this?
No. What?
The co-pilot was sucked halfway out of an aircraft's cockpit when its windshield shattered during a flight. The captain and his crew were praised for making an emergency landing after the incident. The co-pilot almost got sucked out of the window but kept calm. He suffered scratches and a sprained wrist. One of the flight attendants was injured. None of the plane's 119 passengers were injured. The aircraft landed safely. The thing is, this is twice where the window things happened. Both complete flukes, but because they've happened in this relatively short period of time.
Yeah, it's.
We're all thinking about people getting sucked out of windows now in airplanes.
Right. And how come the window broke? Did something, the bird hit the window? Or it just like pressure cracked it? Oh my gosh.
All people were shouting on board.
Yeah.
But how would they know if the front window got cracked? I don't know what's happening up in the front of an airplane.
That's true.
They probably just hear, I mean, if you're the pilot.
Maybe you hear the pilot go,
calm.
I'm sucked out the window. And you go, hey, Jim, I think the pilot's, please help me.
Maybe you hit the microphone.
Maybe,
yeah.
The pilot, yeah.
Stand by for a message from co-pilot Tom.
Yeah. So we're looking at some disguise today.
Help. Man, once we were on a flight to Wichita. And it was storming like crazy. And the plane's hitting bumps. I don't like flying. And I have to fly all the time. And this plane is hitting bumps and thunderstorm. We're dodging lightning bolts. And this pilot comes on. And I know he's about to tell us to take cover. He's about to tell me to brace yourself. And I hear him come on. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking. The storm was raging around the plane. Ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to play a trivia game with you now. Who is the first song in 19th? And I'm like, what's happening? Why? Pay attention to the road, man.
Yeah.
We're about to get sucked out of this airplane.
Well, he was trying to distract you from the fact that it was
How about you? Don't worry about distracting me. You keep your attention on the road.
On the road.
because I feel like that's the pilot's road.
Me too.
That's what your husband says.
Well, he said that turbulence is like, you know, hitting a pothole. But yeah. Bobby hit a pothole the other day.
Broke my car. Broke my car.
Yeah.
A motorcycle hit the same pothole, had a wreck.
Exactly. Ugh. Now I'm scared of turbulence again.
And potholes. Ugh. Good morning. Thank you. Yeah. Bobby Bones. Hey, so I moved. Two things I hate. Moving and being told a surprise is coming. I don't always hate surprises. Actually, I like surprises. I don't like being told a surprise is coming. Because then in your head you go, oh, a surprise is coming. Let me go ahead and build that up to an unrealistic expectation. So Amy goes, I got you a housewarming gift. I was like, oh, cool.
She goes, so excited about
she
it.
She goes, it's awesome. You're going to love it. It's a surprise, though.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I know. But I couldn't help myself because I'm so excited about it. It couldn't get here fast enough. It's still not here.
See, this is the thing. Now I'm going, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
That last gift that you were going to get him, that we were all got him, is that delivered yet?
Yeah, it should be happening. For
Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't a housewarming gift.
Okay.
That was a Christmas present.
I still haven't gotten that.
No, because I hadn't moved yet.
Yeah, this okay. is all in his hand. It's
so this
still
is all
happening.
Inclusive.
That's gift's already been given, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
That's over. You ever taken your kids to pay the school back for a football game?
No, that's over.
No, that's not over. So, what's this gift you're getting me?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
But I'm going to love it.
I think you're going to love it.
You know
it's
what I have?
It's going to be amazing.
In my office, I have that pig skull in my office.
Uh-huh.
That is a really good gift.
Yeah, that was about 5 years ago.
I love that gift. Amy bought me a pig skull.
Yeah. A hog.
Yeah, because I'm
a razorback.
I'm a diehard razorback
fan. Pretty cool.
And it sits there.
It's cleaned and everything.
Yeah, I didn't even care if it was. I'd take a straight pig skull. Really? It was awesome. So the question is, though, am I having this party at my house?
Oh, man. If you do have the party, this will be at the party because it's awesome. You're surprised.
Can everybody tap it and drink
yeah.
out of it?
It's a margarita machine.
No.
The keg?
It's not
yeah.
a keg. No, but I mean, now that you mention it, it would be a fun addition.
Here's the thing about the party.
Okay.
I don't know who I have to invite. It's not
That's up to you.
No, it's not, because then it gets dramatic. Because do I have to invite everybody from work? Do I have to?
Do you mean the show
yeah,
or
good
work?
Point. Like Lunchbox, yeah. you have to invite him.
I don't know who I want to. It's just a lot of people.
Okay. I mean, yes. You have to invite the show.
All the show?
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
That means everyone's
all the
in my house.
Sitting right here in front of your face? Yes.
But
listening to you talk about this cool party you're going to have?
Yeah. First of all, it's not cool. Secondly, it's just a lot of work. Then I have to assign Eddie to cook.
I'm in.
And then there's going to be
people bring sides like potluck.
Kids everywhere, and I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Okay, between all of us, there's four kids, so that's not kids everywhere, right? Unless I don't know who else you would be inviting that has kids, but you could just tell them no kids.
No, that's the thing.
Just our kids.
But then I have to invite people from outside the office, their friends.
Oh, man.
It's just a thing. I don't want the pressure.
Well, listen, here's the deal. A lot of people already have plans for Memorial Day, so you can invite them, but they might be like, oh, I'm busy, you know?
Because it's going to be a rager. If I throw
yeah.
it, I don't do anything halfway, Amy. I'll have a bouncy house like you did for your kid's birthday, but for a dog.
Yeah, in the pool.
Whoa.
It floats on water.
So I'm probably 60-40 on having it, but when do I have to decide by?
By that day.
I mean, no. yeah. Middle, like a maybe decide by Monday. Hmm. You have the weekend to think about it.
All
then
right.
you give people a week to, you know, put it on their calendar. Go to the grocery store to get stuff. It's not all on you. We'll pitch in.
Yeah, it's just the invitation thing.
Oh my gosh, you're overthinking this.
Time for a never gonna get it. And never gonna get it, maybe an invitation to the party. Maybe I start giving away as prizes on the show. Like, guess what you get today? An invitation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the average age a person will start doing this is 41 years old. Okay, here is the never gonna get it. The average age a person will start doing this is 41 years old. Okay? There you go. The average age a person will start doing this is 41 years old. In conclusion, the average age a person will start doing this is 41. What is it? Michael in Florida. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, I'm going to say exercise.
That is not it. Boy, hope you do it quicker than that. Hey, Bobby in Tampa. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think it is?
Is it playing golf?
It is not, but I think it's a better guess. Amy, what do you think?
Coloring their gray hair.
Mm. Lunchbox?
I have dyeing their hair.
Eddie?
Eating right.
Ooh, late to the party on that one, huh?
People are just trying to catch up.
No, the answer is riding a motorcycle. 41 years old.
What?
Yeah, that's when people start riding a motorcycle. Probably something to do with that midlife crisis.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I should probably get a Harley.
Probably.
Yeah. Get a leather jacket.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox is having a baby in August. It's his first ever baby. He is 36 years old. And so occasionally, we deliberately do an update. Here we go.
Baby Box Update.
And so this one actually doesn't come from Lunchbox, but from Raymond, our producer, who has some inside scoop.
Oh.
Because apparently Raymond went to dinner with Lunchbox.
Yeah, it was LB, his wife, and we were just having a real talk. And apparently in the family, they're having twins.
A lot of twins.
Yeah, a lot of twins. So then that got me to thinking, and his wife at dinner was hungry.
Like double hungry, would you say?
Yeah. They're having twins, possibly.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Who knows? Lunch might be having twins.
What? Go ahead, Lunch.
His wife is so hungry.
Oh, whoa. Go ahead.
No, no twins.
Oh.
We've seen the pictures.
Yeah, but sometimes the baby's hiding. Sometimes it just, like, one comes out. Who? Somebody we know recently. They gave birth to one, and then another came out. They had no idea.
Who was that?
Jake Owen.
Jake Owen.
Yes, Jake Owen. His mom had no
idea.
Him
and his brother.
Yes.
Oh, well, that wasn't recently. That was 35 years ago, guys.
I'm sorry, Bobby. We recently learned that because on Jake's podcast, he had his mom or his dad on, and they were talking about it.
So I have a friend named Phoebe that was having babies, and she didn't know she had so many babies.
Yeah.
And they kept going, "It's you have another baby." She was like, "What?" Because she was a surrogate.
Yeah.
And she didn't know there were that many babies in her. So you're thinking, just from what you know,
it
could be twins.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have two kids coming along. Get two cribs ready.
Wow.
You putting money on it, Ray?
If I was a betting man, I would say yes.
You are a betting man, though. You bet on everything.
Because I'm a twin as well, so I'm already thinking, man, I'm probably having twins, too.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But I'm not having kids and stuff like that, but that's how these twins things work.
A baby box update from Raymond.
What? Lunchbox looks scared.
No, there's no twins. I've seen the picture. The doctors looked multiple times, and there's only one baby.
When you were a kid, were you good at hide and seek?
I dominated.
Yeah, it could be another
baby. Runs in the family.
Could be genetic.
He takes after you. He's hiding.
There it is.
Oh.
Do you think he could be swindling us a bit for the big reveal on the air? Like, it's twins.
Yeah, they've seen the ultrasounds. They probably know what's going on in there. Guy, girl, they know all that already, I would say.
You're predicting twins.
Yeah, two of them. Most likely identical and of the same sex.
There you go. Any thoughts, Lunchbox?
I'm having one baby. If my doctor messed that up, then they're fired. Because
why would they be fired?
Because they told me one baby.
Well, okay.
Second of all, they'll have the baby before, like, the babies will come out. You have to pay them. You can't not pay them.
No, you fire them.
No, they've already done the work, though.
But we won't go back. They lose our business.
Okay.
Well, twins it is.
Mm-hmm.
Babies do win August?
August 29th.
August 29th. There it is.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Two firefighters in Florida helped free a kitten that got its head stuck in the base of an outdoor basketball hoop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the fire department, they shared a video of their firefighters rescuing a little tiny small gray kitten.
Good thing they saw it.
And they spotted it. Yes, that's the thing. Like, nobody had really seen anything, and they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's trapped. Let's go rescue him. So they saved a little kitten.
Look, again, that cat's not going to make a whole lot of noise because it's a kitten. Small lungs on a kitten.
Yeah.
Luckily somebody saw it. Mm-hmm. Man, you ever tell me I got my head stuck in something?
How many times?
I don't know, but a lot. More than I should. Because it's easy to get your head going into the front waves. But why is it so hard getting it to come out?
That your chin ruins it all.
But again, you go over it with your chin. You should be able to come back up.
You would think.
You would think, right? Like, what goes in must come out.
Right, but
it's not always
so much.
The case.
That's not the case. But that's a good story. Tell me something good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you suffer from fear of missing out, then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, Then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it, what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been. Downtown's dead. Downtown's dead. There you go. New Sam Hunt, Downtown's Dead. The test of a song, at least early, is can you sing any of it back after the first time you hear it?
Come on.
Go ahead.
Downtown's Dead.
Yeah. So many songs you can't sing back the first time, and they still end up being hits. I can remember the first time we played Body Like a Backroad, and I went over to the Facebook page, and people were going, this song sucks. This will never be a hit. It's just hard to hear a song the first time and go, oh, that's the one. It's almost impossible, even for me. And I hear songs all the time, and I, you know, pick hits sometimes. Sometimes I'm a big superstar when it's like, I can't even do it. So when people trash a song, a new song that comes out, they're just looking to trash something. But no, I haven't seen anybody trash that song. I just remember Body Like a Backroad was so trashed by people the first time.
Yeah.
And I got on the air and said, you guys don't even know yet.
Massive hit.
The biggest hit we've ever had in the last 7, 8, 9 years. So I do like that song, but my question is, what can you sing from it the first time? Amy.
Downtown's dead without you.
Yeah. Song's going to be a jam. I was reading this interview with Sam Hunt. He's talking to Yahoo. And he said his interests have changed. He's not totally into music.
What's he into?
I love how honest he is. He's coming in, by the way. I think he's going to be here for the Friday morning conversation. But he said, I don't know where my career will go from here. But my sole focus hasn't been on making music all the time. I'm not writing as many songs. My interests have changed. Then he talks about what interests him. Education. He said he was an economics major in college.
Oh.
But now that he's in his 30s, he feels as he's not as educated as he should be.
So he wants to go to school?
He may be. I don't know. I need to see what's up with him.
Maybe he wants to be a professor.
Getting a PhD?
Here's why I like Sam Hunt. Not because his songs are good. They are. Not because he's a nice guy. He is. But because he just goes and marches to the beat of his own drum. He put out one song. He basically semi-retired after the biggest song that country music had in 10 years. And was like, you know what? I'm kind of bored.
Yeah.
He could have milked out for such a massive amount of money. More money. He's doing fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, at his peak, he walked away for a year.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me when people just do things that aren't normally done.
His interests changed.
Absolutely. But I know so many people whose interests change, but they go, oh, I got to get my paycheck while I can.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a big Sam Hunt fan, just how he thinks about things.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
Open-toed.
Pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
it? You like that? Open-toed.
That was the Morning Corny. Bobby
Bones Show. Our video producer, Eddie, has a 4-year-old son. And there were clips on Eddie's Insta story of his 4-year-old singing along to pop songs. I was laughing so hard at this.
I was just trying to work.
So you weren't having him sing the songs?
No. I was just trying to work on my computer, and he comes into the room, and he's like, hey, Dad, play that Queen song, Rock You, Rock You.
And so you played it, and that's just him singing.
And that's just him singing along.
Rock you. Rock you.
So.
And then that ended, and he was just like, hey, Dad, play that Drake song.
She said,
she said,
do you love me? I tell her only
party.
I only love my
bed and
my mama.
That's amazing. He knows it all.
All the words of that song.
That's my favorite one.
Even got it. That did. Yeah. He knows it all.
She said, do you love me? I tell her only party. I only love my bed and my mama.
I only love my med and my mom.
Yeah, that's funny.
Cute.
So then he did Ed Sheeran Perfect. Nailed it.
Baby, I
dancing in the dark. You between my arms. Barefoot on the cross.
He knows all the songs.
Yeah, he knows the cross.
Then Mary Morris, the middle, comes on. Isn't that awesome?
Meatball.
Laughing so hard watching that, man. I mean, he gives me a run for my money. At that
yeah,
because I
sure.
think I'm good at that song. This is me singing it at iHeart Country Festival. He might be better than me, man. I don't know. Hilarious.
He's crazy.
The fact that he comes in early on the Drake verse, like he knows it so well, he comes in early.
He nails it.
He's crazy.
That's so funny. Eddie's 4-year-old. The big deal on the internet yesterday was, is it saying Laurel or Yanni?
Okay, come on.
Now, I'll play it for you.
Play it.
Because I only hear one thing, but here you go. Laurel or Yanni?
Laurel. Laurel.
Now, in my mind, I only hear Yanni.
What?
Get out of here.
Stop it.
You, say
you hear Laurel.
Guys, I swear to you all my life.
You hear Laurel.
Amy, that is Laurel.
I
swear to you.
Stop being.
Amy. You're being difficult.
No, I thought you were just trying to.
Let me talk for a second. I promise you with all my life and heart and soul. I promise on your kids. Oh. That I'm hearing Yanni. I swear to you. So if I'm
Laurel.
I'm hearing Yanni. You guys are hearing you're hearing
Laurel. I've heard Laurel all since yesterday. Laurel, Laurel, Laurel. And one of our close friends put on Twitter she heard Yanni. And I'm like,
Yanni.
What? I think she's messing with us.
So a fashion designer named Chloe Feldman tweeted out a video, and it's a computer generated voice. And it's either Yanni or Laurel, and people are fighting like we are. Guys, I promise you I hear Yanni. I don't hear anything resembling Laurel. Like, nothing.
I hear nothing. There's no Yanni even close.
Not even
to
close.
That.
According to a poll on BuzzFeed, 50% of people said they heard Yanni. 30% said Laurel, and the rest said they could hear both.
Do you think we're crazy right now for hearing Laurel? Because I think you're crazy right now for hearing Yanni.
No, I don't think you're crazy because as I read this, younger people are more likely to hear Yanni because that's what comes in higher frequencies. You can still hear the high frequencies.
Oh, okay. So you're just young.
And you're definitely young.
Yeah.
But with good. Thank you.
Play it again.
Young
play it again.
Heart.
Play it again. I'm going to try to be young. Hold on. Let me get my young state of mind.
Let's feel like we're 15 right now.
All right.
Laurel.
No.
It's so Yanny. Hey,
so
Morgan number two.
Moral.
You're 24. What do you hear?
I heard Yanny the first time I heard it.
Thank you very much.
I did.
Mike D, you're how old are you? 26?
Yeah.
How? What do you hear?
Yanny.
Yeah, us youngsters are here.
Out of here.
Laurel.
Amy, I promise you. I hear nothing but Yanny. There's not even a lull or a oral or nothing.
That's like,
there's
it's
not
like, do you hear Bobby or Flower?
Yeah.
Guys.
Like, I'm just so shocked right now. I thought that as a collective whole in the room, like us, we would all be Team Laurel.
And I thought when I played it, we were all going to say Yanny and it was going to be the most boring bit ever. And we all go, oh yeah, Yanny, next segment. But the fact that it's 3-3 now. The youngsters, Mike and Morgan, number two.
But you're older than all me and Lunchbox.
But age is just a number.
Okay.
Yeah. It's young at heart, Amy.
Yeah.
They hear Yanny.
Laurel.
Hey, Raymond, how old are you?
32.
What do you hear?
Yanny.
Okay.
Oh.
100% Yanny.
Me
I
too.
Do not hear any Laurel.
Are you joking?
Raymond, I don't even hear a part of it that's la or... Ooh, like nothing. Do you?
No, I hear Yanny. When I put the audio in, I only hear Yanny.
Me too.
I feel like you guys are messing with us.
Yeah.
Hey,
is this some joke?
Hillary.
Mm-hmm. We need Hillary.
How old are you?
25.
What do you hear when I play this?
Laurel.
You do?
Yeah.
Probably because you're old soul.
She really
I
is.
Am, though.
She is. She's pretty old.
Yeah, I for sure hear Yanny. For sure.
Laurel.
Like, it's just...
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
You guys are crazy. Are you guys messing up? Did you guys come in before the show and go, we're going to get Bobby with this one?
No.
Make him think he's going nuts.
Okay.
Well, all us youth of America will hear Yanny, and you old folks can hear Laurel. We were talking about this thing on the internet yesterday. What do you hear? Yanny or Laurel? And I'll play this, and I hear Yanny. The rest of the show hears Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
Like, it's so distinctly Yanny to me, and it's so distinctly Laurel to you guys.
Yeah.
So there's something to it. It's all about how the frequency, you hear the frequency. And so here's a guy who messed with it and played the high and low frequencies in both of them.
Focus on the lower frequencies, which says the word Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
Now, I can hear Laurel when he does that. That's the only time I'm ever able to hear the word Laurel, okay?
And then the higher frequencies say the word Yanny.
Do you hear Yanny?
I hear Laurel still.
Still?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Play that high frequency again.
Well, I can't because it's 15 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
Clip.
It's the whole clip. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
So, all right. You guys must have some really bad ears.
No. I can't believe people actually hear
like
Yanny.
Like, I really, is like, if y'all all, I picture y'all all banding together to, you know.
Yeah,
just,
go against you?
Yeah, be like, okay, stick with it. No matter what anybody says to you, just maintain like that you hear Yanny.
I promise that's not the case.
I feel like you and Mike D and Morgan too did that before the show.
And other people on the internet.
Just because we're younger than you guys. Don't be ageist, okay? Don't be discriminating against...
Don't put yourself in their age group.
That's what the story said. Younger ears hear Yanny. Okay. I didn't know that before I heard Yanny.
I want to ask
I was
kids,
just living
like,
my young self. That's
innocent
all.
Children that know nothing. I want to know what they hear.
So you're talking kids that are driving down the road or hearing this on their, you know, podcast.
Yeah.
What do they hear?
What do my kids hear? I'm going to ask them.
Play it for them later.
I should.
But don't tell them what the options
no
are.
No way. And they won't even understand that there's options. They'll tell me what they hear back.
What if it's like, I hear potluck. Now, here's a dog complaining about going to the vet.
Yep, I'm sorry. Here we are. You got to go. I'm sorry. Yeah, you gotta get checked.
Makes me miss my dog so much.
Oh, man.
Because that dog is awesome. And he's like, come on, man.
Come on.
Why am I going to the vet? Come on.
He knows where he is.
He knows. He sees the building. He's seen it before. It just reminds me of my dog. Where I would go, hey, we gotta go. And if I would say it in that tone, he would know it would be a not good go.
Dogs are amazing. Listen, that's crazy.
I can't do a dog right now because I'm still fresh off my other dog dying. You know what's interesting to me is a pig again.
Oh, yeah.
A micro pig?
A pot-bellied pig. That has
They're not as tiny as you would think, but yeah.
Well, right. And you don't really know how big they're going to get.
Until they grow.
It's a gamble.
It's like one of those shishito peppers. Yeah. One out of seven of them is really hot.
Yeah.
Like, you're eating them, having a good day, having a shishito pepper. Yep. And all of a sudden, whoa, what's a hot one?
It's like pig roulette.
Those pigs.
Mm-hmm. You might think it's going to be 40 pounds, but it could be 100.
That, let me tell you about Insta story, right? You bring up pig roulette.
Yeah.
I can't even look at listeners sending me Insta story messages anymore because people send me pictures of ding dongs all the time.
They do?
It's like ding dong roulette. Yeah. It's like.
Really?
No whammy, no whammy. Boom. Ding dong.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't even look at it anymore.
That's not good.
Mm-mm. Can't.
People shouldn't be sending those things.
No. Eddie, it's like one every seven pictures.
That's crazy.
And people think it's funny.
Yeah. No, it's not worth the chance to get on there. You're right.
I like game shows. I do. I enjoy a good game show. I do, let me be honest with you. But I'm not a big fan of Ding Dong Roulette.
I'd freak out if I opened up and saw that.
I stopped opening them because...
Get out of here.
Yeah. It's just like, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Ding dong! Yeah.
Winner!
No, loser. Bankrupt.
I've never played.
Yeah, don't. You know, earlier, we talked about this flight where... The co-pilot was sucked out the front of the window. The crazy thing is, he didn't die.
Wow.
He just had an injured wrist. And so the co-pilot gets sucked out the front. Everybody's freaking out in the airplane. Nobody got hurt as far as the passengers. The fact that the co-pilot didn't die is...
Crazy.
All good. Mm-hmm. Hurt just my wrist.
Is that going to be a thing now?
Well, that was my point, is that it's happened twice in a relatively short span. Mm-hmm. So now everybody's going, oh, getting sucked out the window.
Yeah. Okay, but the first time we knew the engine exploded and debris caused the... I mean, there was issues there, but I still don't understand why this guy's window just cracked open.
I think it's science.
Oh, for sure.
Pressure. Yeah. Yep. Pressurization.
The equations of the science.
Yeah, science did that. Science did that.
Bones, you're a window guy when you fly?
Always. Every time. All time.
Are you still thinking?
Absolutely.
Okay, even though...
You're not going to switch to the
aisle?
If
I move, the terrorists win.
Oh, yeah. True.
The terrorists or science.
No, if I move in the window, guys, it's happened twice in like 20 years.
I know.
The odds of it happening again...
Well, that's what they said the
first
time.
But it happened back to back.
That's even lower now.
Oh, man.
There's a guy... And what's happening, too, is anything happening on an airplane gets to be a bigger story now because it's the thing. So I present to you the airplane story of the day.
Yeah.
A naked man rampaged up and down the aisles on an Alaska Airlines flight before being detained and locked in the toilet by the crew.
How fun... They had to lock him in the toilet?
Yes. How fun would it be to watch this? Come on. I don't want the flight to have to land early. But if someone gets a little crazy, gets a little rowdy, that's funny, and he's naked. Yeah. And not only that, how funny would it be to hear somebody locked in the toilet on the flight? Because, he's like this. Let me out, man.
In the toilet.
Yes.
Or scary.
Yeah. Come on. He's butt naked, locked in the toilet, kicking the wall. How funny is that?
It's a little in-flight entertainment.
I always wanted to be on one of these. People go, oh, hate to be on that flight. Remember the guy who bit someone? And then they had opened the door already to get out. And so he bit someone, then jumped out the door, and then ran across the tarmac. That'd have been hilarious
people,
to see.
What's wrong with people?
Probably drinking too much.
Yeah. Would you want to be the hero and wrestle the naked guy? Or
Bobby would, I think.
I think that's the one you just leave alone.
You just corral him like cattle? Like...
Like you act like stay over there. Go for it and someone else gets him.
You make him flinch. You flinch him back into the bathroom. You know, I think
you're not touching him, right?
I think you're the hero if someone's getting hurt. Otherwise,
you don't know what someone's capable of if they're being all crazy.
Well, I know he doesn't have any weapons.
That's right. He's got nothing on him.
He got no pockets. So
okay, I don't know.
I'd be all right. I'd probably be more prone to go for that area though with my fist.
Oh.
Yeah. It's even more vulnerable.
Yeah. Like okay.
If he's out of control, I'm probably going to pop it right there pretty hard.
What, in his face?
No. His vulnerable area.
His vulnerable spot.
That Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, he talks about using the bathroom in the airplane. He was so big, at over 7 foot tall, he couldn't go to the bathroom in the airplane. They had to put curtains up in the back of the airplane so he could use the bathroom because he couldn't fit in the... That documentary on HBO is sad. It's
really
awesome
sad.
If you like wrestling, which I do. But it's sad because he couldn't control what happened to him. The Ric Flair stuff, he kind of could. He set himself up for the sadness there. Andre the Giant just wouldn't stop growing. It's crazy.
He couldn't find hotel rooms with the beds his size.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So
I've even my friends that aren't wrestling fans liked it.
Andre the Giant, it's a documentary on HBO if you have HBO. There you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This 8-year-old kid named Austin, who lives in Anchorage, Alaska, just donated his hair for the second time to the Children with Hair Loss Project. They make wigs for young cancer patients. He grew it out for an entire year because his cousin was diagnosed with cancer. Cut it, donated it, then did it again,
wow.
And donated it again.
It's legit.
8 years old. Grows it out, cuts it.
Wow.
Lunchbox did that once.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why you grew it out originally.
I was a bet.
That's
to
right.
To win some money. Straight cash.
He bet his roommate that he wouldn't cut his hair for a whole year.
Yeah, and guess how much my roommate paid me?
Yeah, you didn't. He didn't pay you, huh?
He never paid?
No, because he ended up having a kid in that year.
Oh, yeah, that's
financial
right.
If you have a kid, you still pay your bet.
I said the same thing.
That's what the Bible says, too.
Yeah, I think so.
And so Lunchbox had really long hair.
Like,
awesome.
Long.
And so he cut it and said, I'm going to donate. Which cost?
Locks of Love.
And then they said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
They rejected it.
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to send me a certificate saying, oh, yeah, but they didn't take it, so I didn't get a certificate.
It's probably dirty or something, huh?
We all speculated that there was an oil spill about the time. They just threw it in the ocean and hoped it sucked out some of it.
It's so true. Yeah. There really was.
So,
and, you contributed to that lunchbox. You should feel good
about
yourself.
Man, I saved the world.
Yep. So to this kid named Austin in Alaska, 8 years old, that's really cool. That's Tell Me Something Good. Donate your hair for a second time.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, nah, here he is. Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
One of my favorite people on the radio is in studio, Clay Travis. Which, first time you ever been on the show, huh?
Yes, first time you've been on my show a couple times. I appreciate you guys letting me sit in here for a couple of minutes. We have studios next door, and you're always running around, and I'm running around. But you've been killing it. I've been watching some of the American Idol. You got a book coming out. I mean, in all honesty, I always say this. One thing that I respect no matter what is hard work. And you guys know this. You guys work hard, too. But this guy's work ethic is almost unequaled for anybody that I see in the media universe.
All
so
right. Enough seriously, about that. Enough
seriously,
about that.
That's the thing. You can't fake that. Whatever else, like you can. There's a lot of people who I don't think work that hard and have success. I root for people who work hard and have success, and you're doing it.
Okay, enough of that. So, what do you hear? Because did you guys talk about the Yanny or Laurel thing on your show?
I have not. My whole feed is blown up. I haven't even heard it.
Okay, good.
I am completely coming to it with no preconceived notions at all.
Your age, please.
Whoa! Hold on. Don't walk him into anything. Let's just see what he says.
This is like the color dress, right? Like the blue dress or gold dress or whatever the heck it was back in the day. I've seen people tweeting about it, but I have not heard this at all. So I'm putting my headphones on perfectly well, and I'm coming to this completely fresh.
Okay, what do you hear? And action.
Laurel
1 billion percent.
You're crazy.
What?
1 billion percent Laurel.
Bobby, the fact that you don't believe that that's what he hears, I'm shocked right now.
1 billion percent. I don't know. What have you guys heard?
Okay, like, Laurel. Yeah. I hear Yanny. I don't hear a trace. Let me play it again. I don't hear a trace of Laurel. I can't hear the la, the all, the o. I hear none of that. Here we go.
Laurel.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot hear a remote trace of Yanny in there. Is the other one Yanny? I wouldn't even be able to tell you what the other option was. That's Laurel plain as day to me. Is this an age thing?
It is. Apparently, younger ears hear Yanny.
Oh, so you're younger, like I'm an old man.
Why are you hating on this?
No, I hear Laurel, and I'm younger than Bobby.
All right. So
by like 9 months. Relax with that.
Here's my hypothesis on this. I feel like when I had kids, my ears aged like 10 years overnight because my kids will always be screaming right in my ear. You ever notice that? Like when you're carrying around a kid, my ears are constantly ringing. I got a 10, a 7, and a 3-year-old. And when they were young and like I had them on my hip or I'm carrying them around, they're screaming. And I'm like, I know that my hearing is being severely diminished by this.
Yeah, probably.
So I think maybe that's why my ears are old.
Well, I hear Laurel.
I think you guys are nuts.
No, I think
nothing
you're
remotely.
What's the age range, like where you're supposed to be?
There are two ages, cool and not cool. I'm in the still with it. Yeah, I'm in the still with it. Because it's me and Morgan number two is 24, Mike 26. You know, us youngsters around here. I'll hear Yanny.
I'm like waiting for next week for you to be like, hey guys, guess what?
Amy, I swear to you. I promise. I'm not lying.
I'm just hearing
Laurel.
It's Yanny.
Laurel.
It's unbelievable. They're gonna do an hour on this on my show tomorrow. Because LeBron James is getting run. So we're going to be like, uh-oh, what are we going to do for all of June? We're just going to play that clip over and over again and let people call in.
I fell asleep last night at halftime when I thought, wow, Cleveland's going to win this.
I did too. I was betting on them. And it's hard to bet against LeBron James. But man, they got run in the second half.
What did you guys talk about on the Clay Travis show today?
We did LeBron getting run. Did you guys see that off? I mean, this is something you guys may have paid attention to a little bit. Did you see Lucas Glover? He's a PGA player. Got attacked by his wife on Mother's Day weekend.
She
called him all sorts of insults because he didn't play a good round of golf. The police arrested her. It's an ugly story, but we talked about that and we did a bunch on that.
So you've been married for how long? Speaking of wife.
I got married in, put me on the spot here, August of 2004. So it'd be 14 years in August.
And your wife was a cheerleader?
She was a Tennessee Titans cheerleader.
And how did you, not to say you're not a, listen, by the way, Clay Travis is in
you don't think
here.
The women in the studio when I walk in, they just, it's like Brad Pitt, you know, walking in.
I just look at you and I see a bit of myself, kind of awkward.
I am the most average looking man in America would be like, there's nobody who sees me. There's never been a time where I've walked into a bar and women have been like, I want to sleep with that guy.
So
like, that's not me.
Why did your wife fall for you? How'd you work that?
So I met her in law school. So one, she's smart, and I do well with women who are smart. Women who are dumb, like, have no interest in me because I can't. The only thing I got is I can be a pretty good talker, right? And so we met in law school. I say this all the time. Like the first time I met her, I saw we were at, like at Vanderbilt University for law school, and they have this room in the center, like this sort of, it's an open air, like sort of atrium in the center where everybody kind of gathers. They have a bunch of events there. We were having the kegs there, and it was awesome. And I remember the sun was going down and she had on a sundress, and I could see her body through the sundress. Literally the first time I saw her. I mean, this is honest for guys. And I was like, oh my God, who is this girl? You know, it was like, she it was very romantic. And so I met her then, and I was recruiting girls for co-ed softball, intramural. And of course, all I was doing was recruiting the best looking girls in our class, right? No interest in athleticism, no interest in whether we were going to be good at all. And she was on the co-ed softball team. I think, look, I mean, to our credit for men, women tend to be a lot less cognizant of what we look like and a lot more interested in what we sound like and are we fun to hang out with and do we make their lives better. Whereas guys, I'm going to be honest with you, we see women and we're just constantly like, we see a woman and we immediately, I think it just happens, we immediately judge them based on physical attractiveness.
Yeah, we're very much visual.
Totally.
Which is why there aren't as many strip clubs with dudes dancing as there are with women.
And if they do exist, they do really poorly. Right, other than Thunder Down Under in Vegas and a couple of places like that.
Which is like a novelty thing anyway.
Yes, it's right. It's like girls go, oh, this is right. Kind of a crazy fun thing to do, whereas guys are like yeah, yeah. And so, I met her, and look, I mean, she's really smart, and also, and at the time, and this has been a controversy lately, I bet you guys have talked about it a little bit, some of these cheerleading stories, like the idea that there's NFL cheerleaders has started to be attacked by some people. When my wife was a cheerleader, and even now I know with the Titans and others, the number of women who have graduate degrees, who are pursuing higher levels of education by far than the average person in the public and also are cheerleaders is really high. And it's not just based on attractiveness. You have to have an amazing ability to dance and like your physical makeup in terms of interacting with everybody. So, I like to say it was all smoke and mirrors, but we've been together 14 years and we got three boys who fortunately all look like her. And so if you live in the Nashville area, I'm going to have three boys chasing your daughters all over the place.
Boy. Well, let me say this about Clay Travis. I think there are two talent radio that I think are the best. And it's Clay and Charlemagne the God. And those are the two guys when people say, hey, who is it that does things different and right? And so I'm a big fan of what you do and how you do it. And so,
well, the feeling is mutual. I mean, like I said, when we started off and said, I can't say nice things about you, like the work ethic you have. And I texted you this right after I finished your first book. So, man, this is fantastic. Really well done. I mean, like just so honest. And what I always look for in life in general, but I think even more so in media, I think we live in an inauthentic age. And I think when you find somebody who is being as honest as they can be, and this is what I see from you, and this is what I see from a lot of what you do on your show, try to be as honest as you can. Might not always be a beautiful story, might not always be perfect, but I think in an age of inauthenticity, authenticity matters. And I think you do a great job of that, and I think you guys as a crew do a great job of that.
Well, we just verbally made love to each other on the air for 3 minutes.
I mean, so really?
I'm going to play the...
Y'all want us to leave the room?
No, yeah. We're good. I think we did in front of you. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, today's been pretty fun for me. Listening to Eddie's 4-year-old sing these songs made me laugh out loud so hard. Eddie has a 4-year-old. And Eddie's 4-year-old listens to music like we do and knows the words to songs.
Baby, I'm dancing in the dark. You between my arms, barefoot on the cross.
And Eddie was just playing music and he's singing along to it. He didn't go, hey, Junior, get in front of me and sing songs.
Nope.
He sings everything. Queen. Is that him doing
that? That's doing the tongue.
Yeah. Still does
that's
that.
That's him. Oh, yeah. That's his baseball pump-up music. He had a game later that day, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was getting pumped up.
So that's how he knows that.
Oh, yeah.
So, also, singing Mary Morris the middle, because he crushes the baby part. Yeah. Crushes it.
So, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you pull me close? I just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
I could listen to this all day.
Dude.
My favorite, though, is him doing Drake because he knows this song so well. He comes in on the verse early.
Hey,
She's in
she said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom.
I mean, he comes in with a, she said,
nails
do you
it.
Love, before he drank
yes.
even started.
Hey, she's
in she said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom.
I gotta get me one of those, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy. I'll show you how. It's easy.
One of those kids?
Yeah. Give me one of those. Mm-hmm. I need them like right at that age.
Sometimes they come real quick.
Do they?
Yeah, before you even realize it.
Huh. I gotta do like that thing.
Yeah, you gotta do the thing. There are a couple steps before that.
I haven't done the thing in like 7 months.
Yeah.
8 months even, maybe.
You'll get it.
I don't know if my thing works anymore.
No, you'll get it. Like you never lost it.
Hmm. Well, yeah, so there's that. The Yanny and Laurel debate.
Laurel.
And I'm the one of us four primaries that hears Yanny. The rest of you hear Laurel.
Laurel.
But then we go to, you know, the secondaries, Mike D and Morgan number two in the room, and they hear, like myself, Yanny. And that's the number one trending thing on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
But it shows you that our bodies consume things differently. So
very.
It's obvious that this is the thing that people are hearing separate. Not just from this room, but just look on the internet.
Right.
Some people are absolutely hearing Yanny. Some are hearing Laurel from the same piece of content. It's there. So
right now, as we speak, people might not even be hearing the words we're saying.
Well, my whole thought is that's totally different. Is colors. Like I've always thought, I'm severely colorblind to dark colors. Dark blue, dark green, dark red. They all look black to me. But there's no way for us to actually know if we're seeing the same color as someone else. Because all you can do is describe a color in words and then assign those words to what you're seeing. I have no idea if what I see is blue, Eddie is seeing is blue. No, we never know.
I could be seeing a whole different other color, but I'm still calling it blue.
Because I've assigned it to you.
Yep.
So the thing with the sound is it shows you that our bodies are all reacting differently to these different stimuluses.
Yeah.
So you lost? Did I lose you? You're not interested?
No, Amy. No, it's easy.
I totally understand.
I'm not
I'm
saying
with
do you,
you
understand. It's not a thing. I mean, do you just not care about that?
No, I mean, I'm stuck on the fact that you're hearing Yanny.
No.
I mean.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like a Ouija board. Like somebody's messing with
us. Ouija boards aren't real.
Yeah, that's my point. Like it's Laurel, 100%.
Oh, stop.
And
yeah.
Somebody's moving the Ouija thing.
Stop, Eddie.
Yeah, like y'all are all. You're messing y'all with are us. All in on it together.
No,
you Yannies.
Come on, stop it.
Hey, she
said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mama.
I love that. That's my favorite clip in a long time, man. Woo! I was laughing at home about that one. Here is Keith Urban in his living room. I recorded this. I was with Keith yesterday. This is him doing parallel lines. I was like, hey, play on the piano.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's time to break the chains that held me back from you. So come on and take a little bit of mine.
If you see anyone else post that video, they stole it from me.
Man.
You were really in his living room?
That's why I recorded that. That's why it sounds bad. It's on my phone. Mm. Like, he's good, but the audio's not
I bet that
perfect.
Was
you
fun,
you and Keith
huh?
stripped down?
It was, yeah. Well, we were stripped down, but he also played. I was like, hey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Were you sitting on the piano bench with him?
I was on the top of the piano.
Legs crossed?
Yeah, my legs crossed.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the bugle hooga booga boy for company. Hey, that's old
what
school.
Is that?
The bugle boy, booga boy.
I thought you were doing Three's Company.
No, it's like one of those songs from back in the day. Because he's a,
he's
a Chattanooga choo choo.
Oh, Chattanooga choo choo.
Yeah, that's why. Okay.
Or something.
It's not like I know it either. And I'm going, stop it, guys.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Take a little bit of my heart tonight.
I love this song.
No, literally don't mind.
That's why I asked him to play it.
Just please don't misplace it.
I love this record too from Keith Urban, Graffiti U, and I've spent time with it now. This one, here are my favorite records this year. The Kacey Musgraves record, Golden Hour. I didn't even take one song off my streaming playlist. And most times, even records I love, there'll be one or two.
That's a big deal.
I go, meh. I love that Kacey Musgraves record so much. That one, the Lanco album that came out in January, fantastic. And a bit experimental, which I enjoyed. The Brothers Osborne album's really good. And then the Keith Urban one. Those are four that I just love that have come out this year. And music now is so,
move on to the next because we're allowed to. There's so much, and it doesn't cost us anything but a monthly subscription. Back in the day, we bought an album. We spent time with it because we just spent 10 bucks, 11 bucks on an album. And because you spent that, you go, oh, I have to get myself into this music. I just invested $11 in it. I just bought the CD. I just downloaded the album. Now, if you're subscribing to, you know, iHeartRadio All Access, you're on any of the streaming platforms, you have a subscription. So music is, okay, cool, I'm moving on to the next thing. Okay, that was good. Move on to the next thing. So when there is something that resonates with you, an album, a piece of music, in this environment, it's really cool because it's hard to. They're everywhere you look. New song. And so, yeah, those are my favorite albums. Anything out this year that you...
Kiki taught me how to do it.
Listen, new mom.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm listening. I'll come back like a boomerang. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh. Sophia Grace, she's got some jams.
Is she still doing songs? The girl from Ellen?
I don't know how recent these songs are, but
the Super Bass Girl?
These songs,
No, that's Nicki Minaj.
The little girl.
They sang on Ellen, yeah.
Yeah. They did the Nicki Minaj song. Yeah,
that's
Ellen.
How she started, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how recent her music is, but we play it a lot.
Eddie, any music that you've heard that you're just in love with that's new?
I mean, we listen to the Maren Morris Fool album.
Yeah, that's been out for a while.
Yeah,
though.
And that's the
Hero?
One. Yeah, that's what we listen to mostly. But
at the house?
Yeah, at the house. Other than that, we just kind of mix it a lot.
Lunchbox?
Don't even ask.
What?
Why? Why not?
What do you think he's listening to?
He just doesn't care about music.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing. He doesn't care about music. I would say he's on the borderline of even liking music, and that's weird.
I feel like he thinks music's a waste of time. Like, why do you go seek music?
So how do you feel about music in general?
It's fine. It's there. When I hear it, I hear it. I don't go looking for it. If you put it in front of me, I'll listen to it, but I don't seek it out. I don't go out of my way to find new music. I don't, this up-and-coming artist, let me go check them out at the local place. No. Like, if you put the song
at
on the radio.
The local what? I just get on my phone.
Well, that's what I'm saying, on my phone. Or if there's
soda shop.
No, well, there's places that play music all the time.
Get a mall
with
your best girl, two straws.
The drive-in.
When I'm walking down the neighborhood, walking the dogs, there's little posters on poles. Hey, come see this person at this concert venue. I'm not going to go see that random person, random band.
I'm not either, to be fair. But I do get excited about new music. You just don't care about music.
No, when I see, Jake Owen's got a new album coming out. Cool. If I hear it, I hear it. If I don't, I don't.
And why would you target Jake Owen in this instance?
He was just...
Yeah, why him?
No personal... Nothing personal.
No, because we talked about Jake Owen earlier.
Huh.
And so that was just the first artist that popped in my head. Like, Sam Hunt. We played his new song today. Great, I heard it because we played it on the radio.
What do you think? Do you care? Do you like it? Like,
that's fine. Yeah, it's good.
Downtown's dead.
What would you put it, like, in the lunchbox scale, 1 to 10?
I don't even know. I maybe pay attention 30 seconds of it. We played it about 5 times. I haven't really been paying attention.
All we can ask for is your honesty.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I was talking to my friend Forrest, and we were talking about music, and he goes, here's a good song. He sent me one. He goes, and we started talking about albums. And he goes, we never did that as kids. We never listened to music as kids. We just weren't those type of kids.
Your favorite artist of all time?
Tina Turner.
Your second favorite artist of all time?
Eminem.
Your third favorite artist of all time?
Those are the only two I could name.
This is it.
Boy, that's tough,
for
man.
Him, yeah.
There's so much out there.
Like a Jerry Jeff Walker?
No, Robert O'Keefe.
Robert O'Keefe.
He does like Robert O'Keefe.
That's probably my
top three.
Texas Country.
Yeah.
He's so diverse. Tina Turner, Eminem, and Texas Country. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Robert O'Keefe song?
Corpus Christi Bay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good one.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do. You know, we could have lived our life all over, but wouldn't matter anyway, because I could never stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
Wow. Honestly, like, you kind of have that melody.
Really?
Because you can't sing melodies at all. But
I heard the song in that.
I did too.
Yep.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could stay sober.
Good for
on
you.
The Corpus Christi Bay.
Let him have his moment.
Yeah. Hey, and
I was telling that I was saying he had it. Like, he had the beat.
I know.
We knew the girls at every dance hall. We had a tab at every bar. I mean, we threw her photographs, her rosary, threw it into the car trunk, throw it out into the sea. I mean, they did everything.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's good. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Lunchbox.
Now, anybody else who's got new music that I need to come? Anybody coming soon that I need to check out?
I do think you would love the Brothers Osborne record, at least some of it.
Okay.
Some of it's a little too artsy for you.
Oh, I like Stapleton. I'll listen to him.
Like
how he does, yes.
When his new music comes out, I'll appointment listen.
What songs do you like from Chris Stapleton?
Ooh, Broken Halos is good. Death Row is...
That's my favorite song of
his,
too.
That hits you right in the heart.
Ooh. That's my favorite Sableton song.
Man.
Yeah. Look at us. We have the same music taste, dude.
No, we'll leave it at that.
Thank you, everyone. Get your Bobby Bones on. So we're going to play that new Sam Hunt in just a second called Downtown's Dead. Downtown's Dead. But Raymond, our producer, is fascinated with Sam Hunt. Every post he's putting up, you're writing comments, and weird ones, too.
He put up 15 posts yesterday on Instagram, and he deleted all his past pictures.
Yeah, everything was clear. It was all fresh material, and Ray's commenting.
But Ray's commenting on all of them. Do we have a list? Does anybody have the list of things Ray's been writing on Sam Hunt's pictures?
If I see somebody's Instagram picture, if they're going to share their life with me, I feel like I should comment. If I look at the picture, why not leave a comment to show the person your thought, how you felt, if it was a cool picture, etc.
Okay, here we go. So Sam Hunt writes, new single tomorrow, Downtown's Dead. Ray writes, it's about time you're back, Michael Jordan, and puts a basketball. Okay?
That's funny.
There's another one where Sam Hunt's on a motorcycle, and he says, new single out, Downtown's Dead. And Ray writes, the world awaits, Samuel.
I've been calling him Samuel for a while. Funny. I know he doesn't go by that, but that's my thing.
There's another picture of a window that Sam Hunt posts. New single out. Ray writes, missed you, pimp. Swing by the crib sometime. Mm-hmm.
That was a joke. Never hung out with him outside of work. I've taken a picture with him before, but we were obviously not boys. That was a joke.
In your heart, do you hope he sees it and goes, you know what would be a fun thing to do? Is go by Ray's house.
If he hit me up, he would. That would be the coolest person to ever come to the crib. That would be amazing.
Did you see that one?
That would be country artists reaching out to their fans. That would be awesome.
Oh, so you're saying the ultimate country artist reaching out to the fans.
Yes. That is Jake Owen, Brett Eldridge style, where they go video, Twitter, Kip Moore, and they literally bring somebody the most amazing experience ever. Them in their house or concert or something like that.
There's another one where he posted a little Beetle car, and Ray responded, I DVR'd the Warriors Rockets game last night if you want to rewatch it later.
He's an NBA fan.
He likes ball?
Yeah. He's a sports guy.
He's such a weirdo.
Then there's another one of Sam on a dirt bike or something, and Ray just goes, the world awaits, Samuel.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. I was reading all the other ones. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
That one wasn't as funny the second time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Okay, well, Raymond, he's laughing. Coming in Friday morning.
It'll be cool, yeah.
Oh, now he's playing it cool. Okay. It'll be cool, yeah.
You didn't discuss this one. The one Sam posted, one like a mountain. It's not even. It's like a little cliff that you would climb, maybe. And Frank goes, is that Kilimanjaro?
Are you just looking for a response? Do you go check him and see if he's responded?
I don't think he responds to most people.
That wasn't my question. Do you just want him to respond?
I'll see it if he responds, but he hasn't. But yeah, I hope that he would respond, but if he doesn't, that's how I felt about that picture. If me and him were talking it person to person, that's exactly what I would say to him.
I recorded the game. If you want to come watch it on a replay, come over to the house.
And that's true. I was sleeping when the game went on, got on the DVR, I watched it, he didn't come. But I put it on the Instagram post.
Oh, it's so funny
all right,
to me.
Raymundo.
Mm-hmm.
What? How you feel about the new Sam Hunt song?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard a clip when you played it. Couple days ago, immediate hit, not as big as Body Like a Back Road, but close.
But what is? That was one of
the biggest jams ever for him. I'd say this is number two.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
I have Jennifer Nettles giving graduates advice. It's pretty good. So she is half of Sugarland. It's nerve-wracking to give one of these commencement speeches. I've done it.
You've done it, yeah.
I think she even said that, too. They asked her about it. She said, man, I was nervous. Man, I don't even get nervous. So here she is.
What kind of woman do you want to be? Not what do you want to do for a living or with your life. What kind of woman do you want to be? I want you to be fearless dream warriors. I want you to be the boss ladies of your own lives. I want you to live authentically in your truth. I want you to be so in touch with your truth that nothing can pull you off of your path. I want you to live in the marrow, in the richness, to walk the edge of the knife called life.
That's why I'm inspired. Look at this.
She's preaching.
The knife that's called crazy. Life.
Yeah, that's good. It is good, huh?
Yeah.
I gave the commencement at Henderson State University, where I graduated college, and I had the gown, and it was all controversial, too, because they gave me this certain color. Remember that? And they were like, they shouldn't let you speak in that color. because it apparently had to do with, I wanted a doctorate, like one of those honorary doctorates.
Yeah. Like but Oprah.
I mean, put one in one hand and poop in the other. See which one fills up first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they didn't give me that. But they let me wear some sort of robe that was a color like Oprah. And because I think Oprah wore purple or something. I don't even know what doctor.
The color
is.
Purple? That
she was in that movie.
No,
I think
Tennessee, where she graduated from.
Okay, I don't know.
Because in the airport, you walk by and she graduated. There's a picture of her graduating in the Nashville airport. Yeah, because she went to college in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, but they gave me the doctorate color and people got mad. I'm not a doctor. You may think I am.
But you're not.
You act like one.
I may hold myself
mm-hmm.
like that. But no, but I was nervous though doing that speech because people are always going to remember. Oh, who spoke at your graduation.
Exactly.
Because I don't know what he said, but we had somebody stupid in mind. But I don't want to be somebody stupid to somebody
You don't
else.
Want to be later in life, someone's like, who spoke? And you're like, somebody I don't know stupid. Somebody stupid.
Yeah.
You want them to be like, oh, Bobby Bones. Mm-hmm. And to quote him, because I've been holding on to the wise words he shared with us.
It's changed my life since the speech.
Yes. Yeah. I did exactly what he told me to do.
And now
look
I'm super
at
successful.
Look at me now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was nervous for that. I'd like to go speak to the University of Arkansas. I didn't graduate there because I couldn't go to school there because I couldn't afford it as far as I had a radio job when I was 17. But I'd like to go speak there. That'd be cool. Would they let someone speak at a school that didn't graduate there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Because I rep it really hard. I'm a Razorback in my heart.
Yes. You bleed red.
Hardcore. As hard as you possibly can.
Is it red?
It's cardinal.
Okay, I didn't know.
You bleed cardinal.
Yeah.
To be specific.
And I would say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I bleed cardinal.
I just copy what she said. I just get up and be like,
"What kind of woman?
What kind of woman
do you want to be?
Do you want to be?" I'd use a little different enunciation.
Right.
Yeah.
Not what do you want to do?
Not what do you
want
to do?
For a living.
Or for a living.
With your life. With what life. Kind of woman do you want to be?
All the dudes be like, "Why are you talking to women? Just women, dude."
Yeah, is this
all female
thing.
School?
I think so. Right.
Okay.
Oh, it better be. I mean, how mad would
Lunchbox
you be if you're a guy
up.
In the audience or
Excuse
the
me.
Graduating class and all she had to do is talking to women? Like,
I got something to say.
Hello?
Miss Nettles, can I ask a question in the middle of your
hand.
Speech?
Like, me.
What about me?
Miss Nettles, I'm not a woman. I'm Lunchbox. Do you know who spoke at your graduation?
No clue. Someone probably really boring.
Yeah, I have no idea
I mean,
either.
Some old dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I want you to be fearless.
Want you to be fearless?
Dream warriors.
I want you to be a dream warrior. That's what I'd say.
Oh.
Yeah, I go a little blue on that, just so you remember.
Yeah.
Because I don't curse.
But you have to at that
but
point.
But for that, I probably would drop it.
What word?
The mama. I'd be like, I'd be a mother. Dream warrior.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All you.
No.
Take that blanket tassel.
Stop.
Move it to the other side.
So I'm waiting.
It turns into deaf comedy, damn it.
I'm waiting for the instance when I can drop a. I haven't said a curse word I looked yesterday in over 2 years. Not a single curse word.
You put it on your calendar?
That's hard.
I know when I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was a discipline. I'm big into discipline, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think I'm going to not forever. But when I drop it, it's going to be for a reason. Maybe to talk to all the dream warriors out there.
Not when you drop like a big rock on your toe or anything?
Mm-hmm. No. That doesn't exist anymore. No. I'll just be like, ooh.
Ow, that hurts.
Yeah. Dude, I don't say bad words anymore.
That's so hard.
And people won't curse around me either, which is a little irritating.
I feel like that sometimes.
It's like people won't drink around me because I don't drink.
No, I don't feel like that. I'll get drunk around you.
Yeah.
But I can't say a bad word around you.
But I don't know how y'all come on air every day and don't. And Bobby, you used to be able to do it, but you don't slip up and say it. Like, because if you cuss in your everyday life.
Rules.
Yet,
it's called discipline.
You
Amy.
Don't pee except in the room. You don't just,
exactly.
You don't just pee
you just
in the living room.
Yeah, I'm late everywhere else.
In casual conversation, I just feel like it would just come out.
That would be cool if you can pee wherever you want and punch people.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
But
that's called being an animal.
Oh, that's true.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
That's live in the wilderness.
That's called control, I guess.
That's called being an animal. Yeah. Yes, Eddie.
Just pee and poop wherever you want.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you hate vegetables, I have the one vegetable you just need to eat. Like, ooh. You don't have to eat them all, but you need to eat this one.
I'm going to say sweet potato. What is it?
Oh, no. That's not going to be it. Not as yummy. Broccoli.
Oh, okay.
Because it promotes healthy gut bacteria and lowers your cancer risk. So if there's one that you throw in, it's also high in vitamin K, calcium, do the broccoli.
Is that a dance? Do the broccoli. Do the broccoli.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm eating broccoli for about this month because I eat the same meal every day. But That reminds me of, you remember the Urkel?
Dude, the Urkel.
Yeah.
Urkel. Remember when he was dancing on the roof and
that's what that
spiked from.
They spiked the punch.
Yes.
What about Dude the Sprain?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the bell. There really wasn't a song to that, though. Urkel did a whole song to do the Urkel.
True.
Do the Urkel.
Do the Urkel.
It's like, a good one.
That's a good one. What else, Anne?
Oh, my goodness. A gelato shop in Ireland has made an ice cream for Ed Sheeran, and it's got Heinz ketchup in it because he loves the stuff. He even has the logo tattooed on his body, and so now they've made a gelato with it. And I personally love ketchup, so I'd be curious to see what this tastes like.
I would too. I was sending cupcakes to someone yesterday, and they had a bacon cupcake.
Oh, bacon? Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those two where people go, ugh. But I bet because of that, it reminded me, I bet the Heinz cupcake would be pretty good or they wouldn't make it.
Gelato. Ugh. Ice cream.
It doesn't sound
vinegary good. And sugar?
I don't know. I like it.
What? Yeah, ice cream.
I like salty sweet.
What else?
And lastly, road rage is real and it's more common than you think. Nearly 80% of drivers have reported experiencing aggression when they're driving. And here's the part that really shocked me. 8 million drivers have taken it a step further by purposefully hitting other vehicles.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that you bump someone.
Yes,
that's crazy.
To express your rage.
You're hurting your own car. Right.
Like, we need to dial it back.
There you go.
Bring it back. Like, take a few deep breaths before you bump another car. And maybe that's my pile.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
We're going to go, but what are you going to do after you go here?
I have an appointment for my face. I have
What do you mean?
I have a little spot right here that's like getting worse. Like a little, I don't know. I just want to make sure it's not anything skin cancerous related.
Didn't your mom have skin cancer on her face?
Yeah, she had basal cell, but that's not the cancer that was like super crazy, but she did have to have her face completely cut open and like the skin cancer scraped out and sewn back together. It was pretty awful.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. What are you doing?
I have an interview with Southern Living Magazine.
Interesting.
That's
cool. It's right up your alley.
What do you want to talk about?
What you
living
doing?
Rooms and stuff?
Yeah. No, I think my book.
Oh.
Because it's 4 weeks basically till my book comes out. My second book. Yeah, I know. Which is crazy. So there's that. I have a FaceTime call with a couple listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I have some American Idol prep since I'm going out to mentor. I leave tomorrow after the show.
You have to practice your mentoring?
No, but I have to read a bunch of notes.
Make sure you're up to speed.
And I am because I've been watching the show the whole time, but apparently there's stuff that happens behind the scenes I need to know about.
Oh.
And I talk to producers about what they want to get from, you know, it is conversations. So I got to do some American Idol prep. Gonna go box today.
Yeah.
Try to lose that last pound and a half.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get to 149.9 and send you a picture. That's the goal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's just such a fun goal.
Good luck with
that.
What are you doing today, Eddie?
Oh man, today I'm gonna try yoga.
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time. Payo, actually.
Let me give you a tip as someone who also isn't good at yoga.
Okay.
Is that you're not gonna be good at it. But about your third time, you'll understand it a little better. So don't love it or hate it after the first time.
Okay.
Just plan to go back again before you go.
Are you flexible?
No, I can't touch my toes.
Okay, me either.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I do yoga all the time, though, and I'm not flexible. It's fine.
Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
Soccer game, and I'll watch Survivor, take a nap. Busy day.
What time's your soccer game?
8:15.
At night?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You always play so late.
Crazy.
8:15 is not late.
That's a bedtime,
it is whenever you have to wake up at 3:30. When do you wake up?
I wake up 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, game's over at 9:15, in bed by 10.
I couldn't drop that quick. It takes me a while to wind down.
But you shower and everything before bed, though.
No.
Sometimes.
No. Well, there you
Gross.
Go.
Gross.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. BobbyBones.com.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.